We're in the Keses HaSeifer. We're up to Simen Yud Aleph. We're in the Lishkas HaSeifer. We're up to Sifkaten Tezayin. This is just a reminder that these Shiurim currently of Simonim Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis are a Bekitzer version. Be'ezer Hashem, in the next Machzor, we will give these Simonim a fuller treatment. So in the Lishkas HaSeifer and Sifkaten Tezayin, he brings that the Bnei Yonah is Mitzadid, that maybe a nitfal betos would be mutter to erase. In other words, we discuss the case of a nitfal, which is written after a shem, like Elekechem or Elekehem. So we said that these things, these nitfalim, are aser b'mechika. So the Bnei Yonah says that maybe if it doesn't belong there, maybe it would be mutter to erase. Not like the Keses had said that it's aser to erase. However, says the Lishkas HaSeifer, since the Bnei Yonah himself says that the Ramami Panu holds not like this, and holds that it's aser to erase a nitfal betos, and we know that the Taz, the Avodah Zarah Gershuni, and the Noida Behuda all also hold not like the Bnei Yonah, so Avada, says the Lishkas HaSeifer, the halacha is not like the Bnei Yonah, especially because the Bnei Yonah is not machriya that it's mutter. He has such a tzad that a nitfal betos would be mutter. But since the Bnei Yonah never actually says that it's mutter, and we know that all the other paiskim hold that it's aser, memela, we would not be makel on that shaila. In Sifkaten Yud Zayin, the Lishka discusses a case where someone wrote Elekechem instead of Elekim. So again, he was supposed to write the Shem Elekim, and accidentally he wrote Elekechem. So the Avodah Zarah Gershuni says that you take the chaf of the word Elekechem and you turn it into an endomem, which is very easily done. And then once you make the chaf into an endomem, so the previous, you know, the original endomem, which is now all the way at the end doing nothing, you can just erase it. That's what the Avodah Zarah Gershuni says to do. In other words, once you erase the second endomem, so the chaf which you turned into an endomem is there, and now you have the word Elekim, and everything is great. The Bnei Yonah says that you're not allowed to do that, because by making the chaf of Elekechem into an endomem, essentially what you're doing is you're erasing the original endomem, which is all the way at the end. It's not serving any purpose now. Before it was part of the word Elekechem. Now it's nothing. So by turning the chaf of Elekechem into an endomem, you've essentially erased the original endomem, and that's aser, that's a mechika of a nitfal. That's the Bnei Yonah's taina. The Keses HaSeifer points out, the Lishka points out, that according to the Bnei Yonah, it comes out that if one wrote Elekecha instead of Elekim, so the Bnei Yonah would be moida that you can make the chaf into a mem, because the chaf previously was a nitfal, it was Elekecha, and now I'm turning it into a mem of Elekim, so is Givaldik. I'm not erasing anything. On the contrary, I'm making it part of the Shem Hashem. So the Lishka points out that according to the Bnei Yonah, that should be mutter. However, the Lishka wonders why in the original case where one wrote Elekechem instead of Elekim, why aren't the Poskim concerned that the Chaf was written as a Nitfal? And therefore, l'chayra, it should be aser to use it for a mem, which is actually part of the shem. Again, you're taking the chaf of Elekechem, and you're turning it into an endomem, so you're changing it from a nitfal into part of the shem. However, the Lishka is mitzadid that should be a problem. However, he acknowledges that apparently the Bnei Yonah and the Avodah Zarah Gershuni were not bothered by this problem. So kanirah, they held that this was mutter. He then discusses a case that's brought in the Me'il Tzedakah. The Me'il Tzedakah, by the way, was written by the same author as the Bnei Yonah. And the case in the Me'il Tzedakah was where somebody wrote Elekecha instead of Elekechem. So over there, the Me'il Tzedakah says that for a number of reasons, it's aser. You're not allowed to turn the endachaf of Elekecha into a regular chaf, and then add a mem. You're not allowed to do that. Me'il Tzedakah gives a few reasons. The Lishka then says that he saw the exact same shaila in the Shoyal Meshiv. Someone wrote Elekecha instead of Elekechem, and the Shoyal in the Shailam Meshiv gives the following Eitza, which the Shailam Meshiv agrees to. And that Eitza is to make an endemem a little bit beyond, to the left, of the endachaf of Elekecha. And then you turn the endachaf into a regular chaf. You add a meshiv. So granted, it's going to be a little bit tall, but that's not a big deal. And now you have the word Elekecha, and everything is great. And the Shailam Meshiv is maskim that that's a good Eitza. And he writes that he doesn't understand why the Mil Tzedakah didn't think of this Eitza. However, the Lishkas HaSofer sticks up for the Mil Tzedakah, and he says that this Eitza does not work. He's not happy with this Eitza to turn the Endachaf into a regular Chaf, to turn the Chaf Pshuta into a Chaf Kfufa. He doesn't like that Eitza. And if you have a look at the Lishka towards the end of Sifkat and Yud Zayin, you can ayin sham and see the explanation of what the problem of the Lishkas HaSofer is in that case. We're in the Keses HaSofer, Simin Yud Aleph. We're up to Sif Ches, and this is just a reminder that these Shiurim are a shortened format. Be'ezer Hashem, in the coming Machzer, we will give Simonim Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis a fuller treatment. Says the Keses, Sif Ches, Likdar es Hashem Shalem im Haklaf min Hayiriya, G'doylei Harishainim Zal Oisrin, Mipnesha Ein Zois Kovid Hashem. There's a practice that sometimes was done, and that is to cut the Shem Hashem out of the klaf. In other words, sometimes there would be a problem, and to avoid the problem, the way to deal with the Shem, since it's also to erase the Shem, so you could just cut the whole thing, you could cut the whole thing out. So the Kesa says that the G'dayli HaRishonim hold that this may not be done. V'hayru b'ta'us Yisrain Shem, and they paskin that in a situation where you have an extra Shem Hashem, lignoiz es kol hayiriya. That's it. There's no Eitza. V'ata b'harbe mekoimis noyegin ha-seifrim b'tos yisrein Shem, bein she'kosev es Hashem shnei pa'omim, bein she'kosev Shem she'en kan mekoimoi, koidir noyse min hayiriya im eze tevois ayim kol ha-posuk, u'meinichin matlis tachtov, v'koisvin al ha-matlis es achisorein, V'yesh lehem alma sheyismachu, says the Keses that it's a common practice in many places that when they wrote the Shem Hashem twice, in other words, let's say he's supposed to write the pasuk Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemer, and he wrote Vayidaber Hashem Hashem el Moshe Lemer, right? Or in a case where somebody accidentally wrote a Shem that it's not where it belongs. Right? For instance, he's supposed to write Ve'edaber Hashem El Moshe Leimer, so he's supposed to write Yud Kei Vav Kei, and accidentally he wrote Aleph Dalad Nun Yud. So it's a shame She'en Kan Mekoymoi. So there are many communities that do have a practice that they cut out the Shem Hashem along with some other words from the Klaf, and they take it off and they put on a patch, and then they write what they took out on the patch. And the Kesa says there is support for this minig. Avalim ein Hashem miyuter, but if the Shem is not extra, ela sheroitzin lekadroi b'shvil tos acher. In other words, there's no problem with the Shem. The Shem is exactly where it's supposed to be, and everything with the Shem Hashem is fine. But there's a different problem here, and because of this different problem, he wants to cut out the Shem. For instance, kegoin sheshachach shar tevois v'tzorich lahachnisan bein Hashemois. He forgot, he's writing a pasuk, let's say, with two shem, and the pasuk has two shemais, and he missed one or two words or more between two shemais, right? Or not even in one pasuk. You have shemais in different psukim, and you have words that you need to fit in, and there's not enough room. So what are you going to do? You'll cut out the shem, and by cutting out the shem, you free up more space, and then you'll have room to put it in. So that, the Kesa says, V'iyav shalach nisan im loy sheyikdar es Hashem es Hashayachim shama zehu vaday aser. If that's the reason why you're doing it, not because there's a problem with the Shem, but just because it's more convenient to help you fix a different problem, that's definitely aser. Azoy zok the Yad Eliyo and the Bnei Yoina. U'bamakim she'ein minig, in a place where there is no minig, gam yisrein Shem ein lahatir. Even if there's an extra Shem, one should not be makel. In other words, again, we said that in some mekaymus there is a minig to be makel when one wrote the shame twice, that they're koider the shame with some other words And then they put on a patch and they write there. The Keser says, if you have that minig, that's fine. But you have what to rely on. But if you don't have the minig should not be introduced. In Sifkaten Yud Ches, the Lishkas HaSeifer brings Reb Shloime Kluger, who discusses a case where there's a shaila on the kashrus of one of the oisius of Hashem Hashem. So let's say you have Yudke Vovke, and on the hay, there's a, one of the hays, there's a shaila. So Reb Shloime Kluger says, in that case, you can cut out the Shem Hashem, because it's a Svek Sveka. Suffolk number one, maybe it's mutter to be koider Hashem. So that's tzad number one. And even if you're going to say that it's not mutter to be koider Hashem, but over here, maybe it's not Hashem, because there's a shaila on the Shem Hashem. So again, maybe Kedera is mutter in general, so you're allowed to do it. And even if you're going to tell me it's usser, maybe this hay is puzzle. So there's no Shem Hashem here. Bichlal, Mimela, Reb Shloime Kluger holds, in such a case, it's mutter to be koider Hashem Hashem. So the Lishka says that even though there's what to argue on this Reb Shloime Kluger, Lamaisa, he agrees to the psak that it should be mutter, and he gives a different reason. You can have a look in the Lishka in Sifkaten Yud Ches. He then brings the Eitzah that Reb Shloime Kluger gave of writing the Shem on a piece of klaf and then creating a unique type of matlis where you stick it into two slits in the klaf. And the Lishka says that he doesn't like this Eitzah, and he gives reasons why he doesn't like that Eitzah either, to have a look again in Sifkaten Yud Ches. In Sifkaten Yud Tes, the Lishka explores the origin of the minig to be koider other words together with the shame. We said that very often when they have to do a kedera of a shame, they're not just koider the shame Hashem, but they're actually koider other words together with it. And ultimately, the Lishka says that the reason why they do that is to minimize the bizayin. Because if you're just going to be koider a shame, so that's a bizayin for the shame Hashem. But if you koider it together with other words, so it's not looking, doesn't look like you're just being koider Hashem Hashem. It's together with other words, so Mela it minimizes the bizayin, and that's the reason why that minig exists. Then at the end of Sifkaten Yud Ches, he adds in a nice pilpul in a Yerushalmi, which is not connected to our halacha, and Ayin Shom in Sifkaten Yud Ches.